Ready, set, go.
Wait, let's back up a bit. I'm Misha Youssef. In 2003, I came to America from Pakistan with my family. 14 years later, I feel like I still don't fully belong. I never learned the things that are a part of an American childhood, like riding a bike. This is Beginner. Each episode, I learn one thing I don't know how to do, a thing Americans learn as kids.
You must have been about 5, 6, not more than that. You know, that's when you first learned to ride the bike.
That's my dad, Yusuf. Yes, his first name is my last name. It's a Pakistani thing. He says that even though I can't ride today, I learned how to ride a bike as a kid.
And yeah, I would take you and then, you know, hold the seat with one hand and you would try to, you know, balance it.
And he's not making it up. I have memories of riding in Pakistan too.
Yeah, because I remember riding the bike all around the neighborhood. Yeah. Like, we just go in circles around whatever that dumpster area was.
But when we moved here, something changed. For the first few years, I don't remember going outside to play. When my parents took us to the park, my mind would zero in on what other girls were wearing at the park. Sports bras and running shorts, Nike sneakers. I'd get insecure about how I, in my loose jeans and t-shirt, looked different from them. I never thought about playing games or asking my parents for a bike so I could ride it. I needed to look like everyone first. I wasn't so much concerned with doing things. I was concerned with looking the part. By the time my parents got a bike in the house, it had been years since I'd last ridden one.
When we got this bike for Nuri, the yellow one that we have, still have. But why would you never try? I have no idea. No idea.
Nuri's my younger sister. I remember not wanting to get on the bike because I was convinced I'd forgotten. I was also 14. I was too old to admit to my parents to having forgotten. And I didn't want to make a fool out of myself in front of them. Because even as a little kid, I loved getting their approval.
You would ask me to watch you. You know, how you could balance yourself on the bike. And I would see you and you could, you know, you had a lot of fun riding the bike.
And maybe even now, that's what this whole thing is about. Getting my parents' approval. So here I am, on the Upper West Side in New York City, relearning how to ride a bike with my boyfriend, Sammy. Here's what I know before I get on the bike today. I know how to balance a bike.
No, it's not too... Oh, there, perfect. No, I got it, Now I got it. I just needed to do that. I got it. Let go. Let go, I'm good.
I can pedal and make the bike go straight forever, as long as there are no people around or cars or other bikers or trees or, well, anything. What that means is I can't start and stop the bike without getting the pedal in exactly the perfect place.
All right, so what do we know?
Okay, well, I just know that this is the hardest part for me.
Starting?
I just can't get it on the right side because I'm a right leg person.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's scary.
It's going to be hard, so don't act more like damsel in distress.
I'm not, I promise. You know I'm like that kind of a little bit, though.
I can't turn.
All right, now turn left. Turn left again.
Turn left again. I can't turn left here.
Turn left.
No.
Mish, you have enough room.
I can't turn
left. Mish, you actually
I'm just going to go up there.
All right, ready? Now we're going to turn left.
No! Wait, I'm going to run into...
You're not going to run into anything.
It's going too fast.
And I definitely can't navigate around obstacles. It's freezing outside. My nose is dripping. My hands are numb. It's dark. People are walking all around me on the sidewalk right above Riverside Park. But I'm determined that today will be the day. I abandon all other goals except for learning how to turn. I ride back and forth, making fewer and fewer absurdly wide turns. I force myself to turn even when there's not enough room in my head. I almost fall. And then...
I can't...
No, you actually were about to do it, Misha, to break through.
I kind of figure it out. It takes way less effort than I thought. I yell at Sammy from far away to look up from his phone and pay attention.
I'm watching. You did it good.
Faster.
Huh?
You go faster when you're turning. What did you tell me?
Do it again. Fast turn. Do one of your fast turns. One more fast turn. Fast, really fast. Nice. You got it. Nice. Great turn. One more fast turn. Doing great. Doing great. You make me so proud. Doing something that a 2-year-old does.
When I'm about to turn, I normally go excruciatingly slow and take a lot of room so I can turn. But if I go faster and take less room, I actually can turn. So, like a 2-year-old, once I figure it out, I do it over and over until it gets way too late.
Oh, you want to ride it back? It's just we have to go on the street, though.
I'm not ready for the street.
As we're walking back, we talk about the next steps. How will I decide I'm done with learning how to ride a bike? Like, what's my goal?
I'm a bike deliverer. I mean, a delivery girl.
That should be my goal.
Yeah, because then you really have to be able, like, a good biker in the city.
My goal is just to not be an immigrant anymore.
But exactly how was I going to measure that? We went through a number of options. Biking from my house to work. I work in Midtown Manhattan, so no. Biking in Central Park. There are way more obstacles than I can manage. What about racing my cousin's 8-year-old daughter Sophia in Long Island? It's suburban. That's where kids usually learn how to ride. Sophia just learned how to ride a bike, so it'll be fair competition. And what better way to test my skills than with a race? I call up my cousin, set a date, arrange for a bike, and start going over what I learned with Sammy.
I recommend a strict regimen. Don't laugh. 5 minutes a day, visualize the bike. Don't laugh.
Okay, then.
While I prepare, I can't help but also think of my conversation with my dad and why I'm doing this in the first place. I mean, tons of my friends are immigrants. Many of them don't know how to ride a bike, but they don't really care all that much about learning. They've worked around riding a bike just like I used to. So why did I catch this bug? Why do I feel like I won't be enough, that I won't belong without this?
You were acclimatizing yourselves to other things in the United States. Things that we disagreed with. So like the kind of, you know, clothing and boys and like wearing really short shorts. You were taking all of that in very finely. I mean, you didn't have any problems taking all of that in. But what made me wonder was, why wouldn't you take all the other aspects of the society? You know, and bike riding was one of them.
Was it because my dad thought it was an important part of being an American? More than it was about belonging in America in general? Was it about being enough for him? For the longest time, I felt like if I only learn how to ride a bike, or if I only can swim properly, or if I can only go skiing with my friend, then I will like somehow surpass some threshold of being good enough. So,
I think you've sort of picked up on me, you know, certain things about, you know, that I thought you should do, which you didn't do. Now you're trying to address, trying to understand yourself, probably fix some wrongs in life. Because I know in college at UCI, I got you a bike, and then that bike just... And I was under the impression that you're using that bike. And that's the impression that you gave me, that you're using that bike almost every day. And then I find out one fine day, I mean, you were straight out lying to me about it, you know. And then one fine day I find out that this bike has never been used. There's not a speck of dirt on this thing. And that has a lot to do with, you know, the trust deficit that we have, you know, to this day.
That phrase, trust deficit, that gets me. How could I not feel stressed out when my dad is saying pretty explicitly that I'm not trustworthy enough? I don't remember you saying, like, you need to ride a bike. But I also remember feeling a lot of pressure to, like, do this thing.
Like, I remember feeling like, oh, if I didn't do this, like, you wouldn't be happy. It's not normal at 24 to decide not just one thing. And it's not just like at 24. It's like, obviously, even in college, there was something in the back of my mind where I felt like I had to learn how to ride a bike, or I had to learn how to get back up on a bike.
Yeah, maybe because I was generally upset, you know, that you guys have relegated these kinds of things where it requires actual sacrifice, actual physical hard work. You know, those aspects of the culture, of the Western culture, you've relegated that to full-blooded, you know, born-here Americans. And you only want to acquire those aspects of the culture that are easy, that, you know, are glamorous. So you've probably heard me say that, you know, thousands of times. And so that's why you're trying to, you know, to address that in yourself now, and maybe, you know, maybe fix that. I don't know. I mean, that is one of the things. Actually, I have a huge things that I feel about our Pakistani, Indian, or other communities, that this is how they behave. They come here, they earn a livelihood here, but they don't fully include themselves to the society, you know.
So here's my attempt at including myself in the society, of being enough for my parents, of not lying and owning up to exactly who I am. And I'm going to do it by racing an 8-year-old.
Hi, my name is Sophia. There. How old are you, Sophia? I am 29.
29?
No, 9.
You are a young 29-year-old.
I'm 39. I am turning 9.
Turning.
Wait, so we're racing on bikes?
We've been here
yeah,
for 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
I'm a new biker.
I know, I heard you learn last year. You're probably much better than I am.
Hello,
lovely.
Hi. Sorry, excuse my appearance.
That's Aisha, my cousin, and Sophia's mom. You also heard Sophia's stepdad, Frank. It's a Sunday. I'm at my cousin's new house, prepared to race. I have my sneakers, my winter jacket, a pair of gloves. Frank helps me pick out a bike from the many they've collected over the years.
Oh my god, look at that.
Pick a bike.
Oh my god, we have to take a picture of that.
We have a lot of kids.
This is incredible. They're in all different colors.
They were up. They were almost in order. So it's Aisha's bike, my bike, my daughter Samantha's bike.
Once I pick a bike, Sophia and I warm up, and I hear her muttering under her breath, doing some Muhammad Ali type prep.
And I'm gonna go so fast that I can't control it. That's how I roll! Yeah!
And I get this overwhelming urge to ask her something before we start the race.
Are you gonna lose respect for me and not look up to me if I lose the race to you?
No.
Okay, good.
My answer will always be no.
Somehow that calms me down, like, maybe everything important isn't riding on this one race or one activity. Maybe belonging is about something more than just things I know.
Ready, set, go!
Aisha jolts me out of my moment. Sophia zips past me and I trail behind. We turn and Sophia runs into a parked car. I slow down without completely stopping the bike. I ask her if she's okay, but she doesn't hear me. She gets back on her bike and keeps going. And I do too. I don't worry about getting the pedal in just the right place. I just get on the bike and go.
And the winner is Sophia!
Yeah, I told you people! I was gonna win.
She changed lanes in the middle of the race. Not okay. And then she ran into the car, and I slowed down because I was worried about her safety, and she kept going. Very aggressive.
Aisha runs up to us from the start line, wanting to know who won.
She won.
Sophia won. Misha, you lost, really, to an 8-year-old?
I noticed that I'm not all that alone right now. I actually feel kind of like I'm enough, even though I'm just a beginner. This episode of Beginner is brought to you by Warby Parker. Last episode, I ordered the try-on kit from Warby Parker, and I got them in the mail. If you want to check out pictures of me in my new glasses, check out the Beginner Instagram at Beginner Podcast. And if you want your own pair, head to warbyparkertrial.com/beginner. This episode of Beginner was produced by me, Misha Youssef, with help from Robin Mitteter and Sammy Miller. Music by all Pakistani artists, Usman Riaz, Liari Underground, Poor Rich Boy, Mai Tai, and Karam Abbas. Next up on Beginner, Misha gets a lesson in pop culture.
Beavis and Butthead. We were talking about how you've never seen Beavis and Butthead. That's really important.
How I've never seen what?
Beavis and Butthead. Do you know what that is?
No, I literally have no... I don't know if that's a movie or a TV show or a... What is it?
Guess.
A YouTube video?
It's in the early 90s.
I guess it's definitely not a YouTube video.
It was a TV show where they would watch music videos and make fun of them.
Wait, really? That was a TV show? It was on MTV?
It was on MTV. So they were like making fun of MTV.